Chapter 17. Lexi managed to make her getaway after Stan dropped the bomb about Winston eating breakfast with Larry. She had work to do at the bakery, not the least of which was resupplying the pastry case, since Nance had been using it for her own personal inventory of bribe material. As she worked, baking and waiting on customers, she considered the news about Larry breakfasting with Winston. Did Larry kill Winston? He certainly had enough reasons, but she still couldn't picture him as a killer. Lexi wondered what they'd been fighting about. Had it been important enough for Larry to poison Winston's breakfast? Lexi was just putting some freshly baked lemon squares in the pastry case when Nance, Ruth, Ida, and Helen marched through the door, dressed to the nines. What's the occasion? Lexi eyed the colorful polyester pantsuits the ladies wore. We're going to the club for dinner, Nan said. Winston's club? Lexi asked. Yep, Stan arranged for us to get in, and even called his chef friend especially for us. Ruth slid her eyes toward Helen. Of course, Helen had to take one for the home team. Lexi raised a brow at Helen. I agreed to go on a date with Stan next Saturday. Sorry, Helen, Lexi said. Not as sorry as you're gonna be. Ida wagged her finger at Lexi. You and Norman skedaddled out of there and left me to do all the cleanup. Lexi grimaced. I know. Sorry. I'll make it up to you, I promise. I just made lemon squares. Do you want one? Ida shook her head. You can't bribe me with pastries. Besides, I don't want to spoil my dinner. We have reservations at 7, so we swung by to see if you want to go with us, Ruth said. Lexi glanced down at her flower-covered jeans and T-shirt, then looked at the clock. It was almost 6 o'clock. Jack was working late, and she had planned a quick supper of cereal. A gourmet meal sounded much better, and she'd have just enough time to go home and change. Sounds good. Just let me lock up and we can go to my place and then head over. The club was as posh as Lexi had expected it to be, with mahogany paneled walls, white linen tablecloths, crystal glasses, and gold-rimmed cream-colored china. Lexi turned over her fork, and sure enough, it was stamped sterling silver on the back. The light from the ornate crystal chandelier overhead glinted off the tines as she put it back on the table. The black acoustic tile ceiling and sumptuous burgundy-colored rug did a great job of absorbing the sound. Lexi could only hear the muted tones of hushed conversations and the faint tinkling of silverware on china plates. After they'd gotten their drinks and ordered both the appetizer and their meals, Nance proposed a toast. To catching killers. Her green eyes sparkled as they all clinked wine glasses. Lexi noticed a man at the next table give them a funny look. Maybe Nance shouldn't have said killers quite so loudly. The waitress came with a plate loaded with snail shells. Escargot. Ida daintily took one with a thin, long-tined fork and passed the plate to Lexi. Lexi declined, passing the plate over to Ruth. You don't want one? Ruth asked. No. They're good. Nance took the plate from Ruth. These are loaded with butter and garlic. I'll save the room for my prime rib.
Excuse me.
The man, who had looked over when Nance made the toast, leaned toward them in his chair.
Aren't you gals the Ladies' Detective Club?
Nance puffed up with pride. Why, yes, we are. How did you know?
You solved a case for my cousin about a year ago. Did a right fine job, too.
He pushed his chair closer and lowered his voice.
The police? couldn't figure it out, but you ladies nailed it. Why, thank you. Nance patted her lip with the white cloth napkin. Ida, Ruth, and Helen beamed at the man as they chewed on their snails.
Are you on a case now?
He asked. Why, as a matter of fact, we are, Nan said in a hushed voice. We're looking into the murders of Regis and Winston Banks.
Murders? His hazel eyes widened. But I thought Regis died from a food allergy, and Winston died of a heart attack.
That's what the killer wants you to think, Ida said.
Oh, how fascinating, the man said. I saw Winston just that morning, right here at the club.
Nance twisted in her chair to face him. You did? The man nodded.
He was here with his brother, an odd fellow, that Larry Banks. He hardly ever comes here because he only likes to eat organic food. But the eggs here are local, from pastured chickens, so he's joined Winston a few times for breakfast on Wednesdays. He brings his own organic juices, though. Sometimes tries to push them off on the rest of us.
Nan's radar perked up. And did he bring his own juice on Wednesday?
Yep, a big bottle of something thick and green. He asked the waiter for a champagne glass and poured it right in for Winston.
Nance narrowed her eyes at the man. Did you notice if Winston drank it? The man tilted his head, rubbing his chin.
I'm not sure. No, wait. He did drink it.
Are you sure? Ida asked. The man scooted his chair even closer, lowering his voice even further.
I don't know if you noticed that Winston had some sort of phobia about having his hands dirty. He used those wet naps all the time.
We did notice that, Nan said. The man grimaced.
Well, I know it's kind of childish, but a few of us had a running bet as to how many wet naps he would use. He used 5 that day, and I won the bet. That's how I know he drank the drink, because when I looked at the table for the final count, I remember the champagne glass at his seating was empty. Only a film of green sludge remained on the sides.
Lexi pulled into her driveway behind Jack's truck and hopped out of the car. She was excited to see him. Of course, she was excited any time she got to see Jack, but tonight she also couldn't wait to tell him about the latest development in the Banks case. Lexi opened the door, expecting the usual overzealous greeting from Sprinkles. Her heart sank when the dog didn't come.
What the heck?
We're in here,
Jack yelled from the kitchen. Lexi crossed the living room to the kitchen, where Jack was waiting with a glass of red wine. Sprinkles was busy gobbling up the last of a piece of steak from her dog bowl.
So that's why Sprinkles didn't greet me, Lexi said, accepting the wine and a quick kiss.
Sprinkles swallowed the last bite, looked up in surprise at Lexi, and then launched herself at Lexi's knees, almost causing her to spill the wine. Lexi put the glass down and bent to pet the dog.
Yes, I'm glad to see you, she said to Sprinkles, then looked back up at Jack. And you, too.
Same here.
Jack grinned at her over his wine glass, and Lexi's heart did a somersault. That boyish grin always got to her.
How was your fancy dinner?
Lexi stood up. Very enlightening.
Oh, really?
Jack's left brow ticked up a fraction of an inch. I think we might have discovered who killed Regis and Winston. Lexi told him how Larry had had a fight with Winston at breakfast that morning and supplied him with a special juice.
And I suppose Nance and the ladies have worked out a motive,
Jack said. Yes, actually. Larry had several. First off, he was opposed to the way Banks Development did business, so getting Regis and then Winston out of the way would give him and Olivia controlling interests.
Don't tell me. You think he'll kill Olivia next to get everything?
Lexi pressed her lips together. She hadn't considered that. Would he?
I was kidding, Jack said. So what are his other motives?
Well, the second one would be to get more of the bank's money, of course.
How would he get more of the bank's money?
Jack's brow creased.
I doubt Winston willed his inheritance to Larry.
That brings me to the third and probably most compelling reason. Lexi paused for effect. Larry and Winston's wife, Evelyn, were having an affair. Jack's eyebrows shot up to his hairline.
An affair? How do you know that?
We did some surveillance, and we have pictures.
Maybe it was Evelyn.
She has an alibi for that morning. She was away at a convention.
That's certainly interesting. I'll have to get those from Nan's. You guys might be onto something.
Pride swelled in Lexi's chest. So, you admit I'm getting pretty good at this investigating stuff. Jack draped his arm around her shoulders and nuzzled her ear.
Among other things.
Lexi giggled. We could go upstairs, and you could test me on those other things. Jack removed his arm.
Actually, I was referring to cleaning out my house. I want to get that finished up soon, so we can put it on the market this summer. That's the best time to sell a house.
Lexi's shoulders slumped. I guess I have been neglecting that. I promise to help tomorrow night. I have agility class at 5, but after that, I'm all yours.
Great. It's a date, then.
Jack swilled down his wine.
If you see Nance tomorrow, tell her I want those pictures. Oh, and the toxicology test she ordered should be back from the lab tomorrow. That might give us some ideas on how to prove Larry is the killer, if he actually is.
I'm sure she'll be happy about that.
Yeah, and don't let her forget. Mike is expecting an apple pie for that.
Lexi laughed. I just hope she doesn't expect me to bake it. She has more of a talent for those than I do. Jack took the wine glass out of her hand and set it on the counter, then pulled her toward the living room. The glint in his eye kicked her heartbeat up a notch.
I know that you have some talents that are much more interesting than baking apple pies. And now would be a perfect time for you to show them to me.